I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. It's a dark day in Syria. It's an ongoing crisis that people quit caring about. But stick around to learn how believers are fighting the hopelessness. And there's a place for you on the mission field, even if you doubt your abilities. We'll tell you a little bit more in just a few moments. But we're going to start in the Middle East. 8 years ago today, the Day of Rage protests garnered a harsh reaction from Syria's government. Next came months of unrest. And then, Syria's civil war. More than 560,000 people have died since then. And roughly half of Syria's population can't survive today without emergency aid. Some elements of Syria's conflict are ending, like the occupation of the Islamic State, for example. But the war isn't over. Samuel of Redemptive Stories explains.
What I'm seeing more and more is that alliances are actually just shifting. Those that would have been against Bashar are forming and working now together, where in the past they would not have. And I think that is going to be the next season of continued fighting.
While their daily tasks vary, Redemptive Stories is a relational ministry operating in the Middle East. They reach out to people who need a reason to hope.
We continually have to communicate that there's something better out there for them. There's something better. And that better thing is a relationship with Christ.
Is there someone that you know who could use some encouragement? Try telling them about the hope you have in Christ.
We get so busy in our tasks or even in our own individual family, and we don't truly know how to love our neighbor anymore. We don't know how to truly care for them and spend time with them.
Next, in a city known for its philanthropy and home to hundreds of churches, there are still significant gaps in hurting communities. We're talking about Grand Rapids, Michigan. However, Bethany Christian Services partners with a nonprofit group called the Grand Rapids Center for Community Transformation, and it's trying to transform the city. Director and founder of GRCCT, Justin Bean, says
there's a unique focus on youth, ages 14 to 24, and that work expands everything from GED completion, mentoring, case management, working with youth in foster care and housing, all the way to advocacy.
Per GRCCT's website, 43.7% of Grand Rapids youth live below the poverty line. Bethany is trying to reach these kids through its role with this organization, and they're inviting the church to help.
I think this is a real opportunity for sure for the church to engage. I think, again, locally, it would be great to see in a couple years that statistics change because folks in the church have stepped up and decided to do something different, to make some sacrifices and to really work to change the system so that those who have been, you know, oppressed and marginalized really can have more opportunity to participate. And what I say, both the social and spiritual renewal of a city.
And finally, do you want to serve in the mission field but feel unqualified? Well, you may be more qualified than you think. Teach Beyond's Heather Brown says.
One of the biggest misconceptions that I have run into is the fact that people don't realize that they can use whatever skills or training that they have for in missions. With us, many people are coming to us to serve as teachers. And yet there are other positions. We need people to be involved in business development and communications. And so some of those outside positions as well that help to sustain the work at each of these schools and programs.
Brown says it's also a misconception that people have to study something new if they go to the mission field. Instead, Teach Beyond is seeking people who have experience in their field and have their hearts set on God.
We're definitely looking for people who love the Lord and have a genuine heart to serve and have a growing relationship with him. And along with that, something that we hear from all of our schools and program leaders, you know, we ask them this question too, and they continually respond by saying that we need people who are flexible.
If you feel called to the field, pray as you move forward and find Teach Beyond opportunities at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We are listener-supported by people just like you. So you can join us here, on our social media network, or find us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. So look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.